the WOAFM 99 radio show. This is episode 5 of season 20. And today I've got a very special guest. Clark Ford, the country star, is joining me. And he's a star now because he just hit number 4 on the UK iTunes country charts. Okay, so by the way, this interview was recorded before he hit the charts, which was just like last week. So I haven't talked about the song, but I haven't talked about the charts. But the great thing is we're playing that song today, the song that hit the charts. So if you haven't downloaded that song, please go to iTunes or go to Amazon and download it. You can stream it on Apple and Spotify, but we request all our listeners and supporters of independent music to go download independent artists that you like, because that is what really, really helps the artist. Okay, let's get on with the show. But by the way, today I'm doing a lot of, there's a lot of country music on the show as well, because, well, it's Clark Ford on the show as our special guest. So we gotta kind of curate the songs around his number 4 song, I should say. So here we go. We start with Chris Cord. That's his name, Chris Cord. How cool is that for a songwriter? So his song is called Wrap You in Rain. Beautiful name for a song. Now, this isn't country. This is more top 40-ish kind of sound. But again, if you listen closely, you'll kind of find like a country element to it. Or maybe he was inspired by something country. I don't know. Maybe he was, maybe he wasn't. Chris, write in and let us know if you were. Okay, so Wrap You in Rain is kicking the show off for us today, followed by Mike Willis with his song No One Is There. Now, this is a country song and one of the cool songs on this week's show. I really like this song, and it just got me in that feel of what a simple song can do. You know, it just puts you in such a good mood. It's not complicated and stuff. It's just a simple track that the guy wrote on his guitar, and it's taken to the studio, and it's just made into this magical, simple song that you can listen to and just feel good. You know. So Mike Willis with No One Is There, number 2 today. And then number 3 is my friend all the way from California. This is Thomas Michael Link, who, by the way, hit number 1 in America on the jazz iTunes charts with this particular song called Die for a Kiss. And we are launching his brand new album called Die for a Kiss, the album, which releases in just a few weeks. So stick around for that. It's going to be amazing. This guy writes writes really good music, and he does a lot of stuff himself in the studio. He's a multi-instrumentalist, and now he's also getting into voiceovers, you know, for Hollywood. So it's really cool. And he has something to tell all our fans before his song kicks off today. So do listen in before the song kicks off for Thomas, giving all of us in the UK a shout out. And after Thomas's song, of course, we've got Clark Ford joining me in the studio for a really cool interview. We get to know the real Clark Kent, sorry, Clark Ford. I keep calling him Clark Kent because he's got a song called I Don't Want to Be Superman. So, well, we talk about his song, we talk about his fascination with Superman, and my fascination with Superman, and the fact that his name is Clark Ford, not Kent. So he joins me in the studio, and then, of course, we play his number 4, UK number 4 country song, In Your Eyes, after the interview. So you have to listen to this song. It's one of my favorite country songs now. Really, really beautiful song. Number 5 is If I Could Travel Back by Michael Baldwin. Again, a very country-ish song. I've noticed one thing about country music. They're very simple songs. They tell you a story, and they just make you feel good. You know, whether it's a sad song or a happy song, to me, country music inspires me to write my music. So even though my music may not be country, or I write rock and acoustic rock and, you know, fusion or whatever, it's the basic core is a simple country song. You know, that's what every songwriter, when they write a song, at the basic arrangement of it, you know, is a simple country song. So these are the artists who actually take that and just keep it as just a song telling you that story and not making it too complicated. And I love that about country music. So this is If I Could Travel Back by Michael Baldwin. Last but not least is Billy Davis with a song Searching to Find Myself. Now this song, man, the music, the arrangement, the production of this song is just awesome. Okay, it reminds me of some of the top country tracks that I listen to now, like Tim McGraw and Luke Bryan, all these guys, you know, like Eric Church, that kind of arrangement. I would maybe change the production a little bit for the vocals to kind of sit in better with the song, but overall, this song is just amazing. Let me know what you guys think about today's show, and also let me know if you'd like to hear more country on the show. I don't play a lot of country. We do almost every show, there's one or two country songs. Today, of course, we're doing more country because Clark's on the show. But if you're like me and you really like a lot of country, let me know and I'll try and plug in a few more country songs on our shows, okay? Well, Oliver Sean signing out. Have a great day.
Sound of her laugh. thought of my true love, though no one is there. No one is there, but in my mind I still see her. No one is there, but in my heart I still need her. I still need her. When the sun is low and shadows climb, filling up my room wherein I lie, then I gaze at her picture from days when she cared. Just the sight of my true love, though no one is there. Just the sight of my true love, though no one is there.
Hey everybody, this is Thomas Michael Link, and you are tuned in to the WOA FM 99 radio show and podcast. Stay tuned for my iTunes USA number one jazz single, Die for a Kiss, the title song from my upcoming album release, Die for a Kiss, the album.
So today I've got an amazing artist. Now, I always thought this artist was a country artist, as a producer, really. But I was surprised when I heard music in pop, in jazz, and of course now his best country songs have been put together, and there's this brand new album out by the artist called Clark Ford. Not Clark Kent, Clark Ford. Clark, how you doing?
I'm feeling super.
Superman. Great. And so, talking about Superman and Clark Ford, not Kent, there's a song on this album that I really, really like, and that I think is going to be in, we're pushing it, WA is pushing it for the Grammys and all of that. It's called I'm Not Superman. So tell us more about that song, will you?
I like this song too. It's kind of a laid back song, you know.
Okay.
It's about a guy who's kind of his relationship is in trouble.
Okay.
You know, and he's wondering whether the expectations have been too high for him.
Okay. cool.
He'd like to be Superman. You know, he'd like to be able to turn back time.
All right.
And,
right.
He'd like to be able to read her mind and all of those things that Superman can do. But he's not Superman.
Oh, cool. But I'm sure your name played a part in the title of that song.
It could be, but you know, I've just always been a Superman fan.
Great.
So.
You know what, Clark, speaking about Superman, you won't believe this, and I'm not kidding. You can go online and check my tattoos. My very first tattoo was a Superman logo.
Oh, wow.
I'm not kidding.
Wow.
And then what I did was I kind of enhanced that later on in life, and I've made a guitar sound hole, and the Superman tattoo is like a guitar pick between the strings
wonderful.
Of the guitar.
Oh, yeah, sure. So
is
that the shield, Superman's shield is the pick?
Yes. The Superman shield is the guitar pick now. Initially, it was just the Superman shield, and now I converted it into a guitar pick.
That's
that's really cool, yeah. So we got that in common, we got Superman in common, and there's another song on this album that we really, really like, and I'm going to be playing it as soon as we finish talking. It's called In Your Eyes. Now, I think that's one of your best songs on this album.
Well, thank you.
And
I like it, you know.
Yeah, so tell us more about this song, and also it's a girl singing on this one, isn't it?
In Your Eyes.
Yeah.
Is it's certainly a love song, and
right.
It's about sort of the really close connection between two people, and you know, part of the song talks about meeting, and they're looking in each other's eyes, and you know, they just they know it's going to be, and then the next part of the song's about their wedding.
Oh, wow.
Looking in each other's eyes. And it's very, very romantic. In fact, I think the song is suitable for weddings.
Oh, that's just,
and, you know,
that's
I have
really
done
cool.
a few weddings as an officiant. So,
really? Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. I'm a romantic at heart. I just have
Excellent.
To admit that.
So this album, it's called You're the Best, and it features, I think, 15 songs. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah, and
yes.
It's some of your best country music. You know, you've taken it all together. And, of course, you're, In Your Eyes and I'm Not Superman are your new songs, you know, that have been added to this album. But some of the other songs on that album are really cool. So which is the oldest song on that album?
I can tell you which one was written first,
okay.
and that was called You're Missing Me, and
okay.
that one is a woman singing.
Wow, okay.
You're Missing Me, and the one that was recorded first is You're the Best.
Oh, You're the Best, I remember that.
And
I think
it's
that was
a duet, and
I think,
it's a duet.
Oh, that's a great song as well. So, Clark, I also heard that one of your songs was selected by Eminem's Spotify playlist.
It was. That really blew me away.
Really?
Because to me, it sort of indicated that, you know,
you're on the radar.
The music industry finally knows who I am. And that song is I Don't Want to Work Today.
I Don't Want to Work Today. Yes, I know that song. I think we promoted that as well.
Oh, yes, you have. Yes, you have. And you know, maybe that's why Eminem's found it. I'm not really sure who curated the playlist.
Okay.
But it's very cool that this, you know, commercially curated playlist of 20 songs, and gosh, everybody is a big star like Dolly Parton and Bruce Springsteen, and then there's my song on there. So,
but that's also that's also because I think this song hit the country charts in America.
Yes, on iTunes. And that was due to your efforts.
Yes, and I think, Clark, I think, you know, when an independent artist hits the country charts or any charts on iTunes or whatever, that's when the industry sits up and takes notice, you know. They go, oh, wow, so this guy has hit the charts, he's independent, and your music is good enough for the charts, which is fantastic.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate that.
Congrats on that playlist, but I have a sneaky feeling that a lot of your other songs are now going to be hitting a lot of playlists.
That's wonderful. I certainly hope so.
I know so. I'm telling you, insider knowledge.
Insider knowledge.
So, Clark, I also, you know, we're now friends on Facebook. You know, we follow each other on Facebook. And I saw that you're a professor.
I'm a retired professor.
Okay.
Yes, I am. And my area was biology.
Biology. And this is in Iowa because I toured the heartland of America. Like, I did a heartland tour 2 years ago, and I performed in Iowa a lot, you know, in Burlington, in Cedar Rapids, Washington, Iowa. I did a lot of gigs around. I wish we had connected back then.
I know.
And I was also on the papers there, on the Hawkeye newspaper. So,
the Hawkeyes are, well, you know, we have two major state universities.
I know.
In Iowa.
I'm a big
the
fan.
Hawkeyes are the other university. But I graduated from there, so
did
I'm
you?
A Hawkeye, too.
Okay. Now, I was hoping that you were a professor at the Hawkeye, you know, the
so. No, I was a professor at the Cyclone University.
The Cyclone, so. Right. So I walk around, I'll tell you, even today I do gigs with the Hawkeye baseball hat, well, the football hat, you know, on my head because I'm a fan. And I,
yeah,
it's really cool. But hey,
I have one of those hats too. So
do
you see, we have all these things in common.
Oh my God, but that must be sacrilege because, you know, you're from the other camp.
No, I went there. I got my advanced.
Oh, you studied there. Right. Yeah, of course. Right. So, Clark, let's get back to your music because we're going to get into football now if you keep talking about Hawkeye. So, Clark, tell me, when did you get into music, man? Because you have such a big catalog of songs. Like, there's a song in the pop genre that you've released called Throw In Our Love Away or Your Love Away, one of those. And
Our
Love Away, Throw In Our Love Away. And I've played that on my show very recently. And it's a great, great song. I really like that song. And so that just shows your diversity, you know. You're doing pop, you're doing country, now you're doing jazz very soon, I heard. So
I've been doing all of these things.
Yeah.
You know, it's just that I will be releasing a jazz album finally, probably in a year and a half.
Amazing. I can't wait to hear that because we've had a lot of jazz artists on the WA roster who have hit the Billboard charts, including your friend Cathy Varner from France.
Yes.
And when we were promoting her, she hit 3 Billboard charts. Can you believe that? Her
That's
album,
wonderful.
She got into contemporary jazz, traditional jazz, and then overall, all the genres together of jazz. We were stunned ourselves, you know. We couldn't believe it. It was amazing. And she tells me that you guys are working on a song together.
I think that the COVID-19 has just delayed it. I think she was going to be in the studio quite a number of months ago.
Okay.
But it just hasn't happened yet.
All right. Oh, okay. Well, we're hoping, we can't wait to hear that because it would be wonderful to have, Clark Ford, Cathy Varner, both the artists that WOA supports and are big fans of, and you guys have a song together. That would be phenomenal to play on the show. Can't wait for that one.
Well, thanks.
So, Clark, you were going to tell me, when did you get into music?
Well, you know, I kind of come from a musical family. Both my grandmothers taught piano. One was a cellist, you know, in orchestras.
Yeah.
But I was kind of not a very good practicer of, you know, of piano. And I played the saxophone in high school. But
right.
You know, I pursued other things for a career, but about 11 years ago, I don't know what changed, but it was time to start writing songs.
Great.
And so then I've just been writing songs, and I've been actually writing musicals.
Okay.
So I've written a lot more songs than I've had, you know, gotten recorded, but... it's been really a great process. I love it.
Well, I'm just glad you got into songwriting, because you know you've given the world some amazing music now, which is really cool.
Well, thank you.
Can you tell all our listeners where they can find you online? Because now everything's digital, right? So everybody wants to connect with the artist on a personal level, you know. Before, back in, like, even, like, not too long ago, 15, 18 years ago, maybe, when I was on MTV, VH1 all the time, you know, fans didn't have that kind of connection with us. It was all through letters and sending messages to the television and things like that. Now they can just send you a message right to you directly on Facebook or Twitter. So can you let the fans know where they can get in touch with you and get to know the real Clark Ford, aka not Superman?
Well, you know, of course, my music is on the usual sites,
right.
Like Spotify and Pandora and all of those streaming sites.
Okay.
And it's certainly for sale on Apple,
yes.
iTunes,
yeah.
And Amazon. But social media, I do have a Facebook page for Clark Ford Music.
Okay.
I am on TikTok.
Oh, great.
I am on Instagram.
So what are your usernames on TikTok and Instagram?
Here we are on TikTok. It's Clark Ford 816.
Clark Ford 816. Okay.
I don't know if that's really my username, but that gets you there.
Okay. Okay. And Instagram? Do you know?
You know, I think it's Clark Ford 2021.
Okay, Clark Ford 2021. Cool. You know, you should actually, Clark, I would definitely suggest, you know, if you can change your usernames, make it all the same across every social media. Because that way the fans then can go, oh, Clark Ford Music. And then you go Clark Ford Music on TikTok, Clark Ford Music on Instagram, on Twitter, and they can find you. And then when you promote your stuff, you can go, hey, I'll be live or whatever on at Clark Ford Music across all social media. That's all you got to say then. You know, so I think that works really well for musicians and artists.
Well, I'll do that if I can figure out how to do that.
Okay, cool. But until you do, on the show notes, you know, this show goes out as a radio show and goes out as a podcast. So on the podcast notes, I'm going to try and get my producers to link your TikTok, Facebook, and Instagram so that fans can just click the link and get you. You know, that'll be easier for them now at this point until you change the key your usernames.
Okay.
That'll be great.
That sounds great.
Clark, so before you go, you want to tell us what you're working on? Anything new in the works? Aside from your pop album and your jazz album, are you working on new songs?
Well, for the pop album, I am. I'm finishing up one of the last songs that has not yet gone to the studio. So,
okay.
You know, it's in the tweaking. I have to really love a song. I
of
know
course.
I'm going to like it well enough.
Right.
But I have to really love it before I send it in.
Of course.
And it's getting there. So I have no problem promising that it'll be
awesome.
On its way.
Yeah, cool. So,
I make recordings of these songs and then I listen to them in my car.
Right.
You may think that's a strange process. But
no, that's not.
Like, you know, then I go, oh, no, I got to change that. And then
right.
I'll be singing it along and I'll go, oh, no, wait a minute. This is how I sing it, so this is how it must be.
Right.
And So, you know, I don't know how the process works, but it does.
Yeah, whatever works for you, you know, that whatever gives you a good song, you got to do that, you know. There's no particular way songwriters do make music. You know, sometimes I'm sitting with my dog and I want to write a song because he makes me feel so good right now. And then I'll write a song. You know, that's how it works.
Our dogs are great at that. What kind of dog do you have?
A German Shepherd. Yeah, his name is Blue.
Oh, yeah. You got a dog named Blue.
I got a dog named Blue, and I make blues music, so it's just perfect.
Oh, that's super.
So, Clark... Another question I had before you go, I keep saying before you go because I keep remembering these things I want to ask you. Do you make all your songs, are they all about love or romance and things like that? Do you write about other issues that you feel very strongly about?
Well, I do. I mean, I have written a lot of songs. Like I said, I've written musicals. My musicals are comedy dramas. There's a lot of drama in some of my music. There's politics in some of my music.
Really?
And in fact, one of the songs on my album, You're the Best, is America, I Miss You.
Oh,
so
nice.
It's not overtly political, okay. But, you know, it does express some feelings about how the world is.
Because usually country music, you know, when you listen to country, you're always thinking it's about heartbreak or love, or, you know, drinking and again love. But it's great to know that you're writing political stuff as well and fun stuff, you know. It's really cool. I think people are gonna want to now go out there and download this album. And I really must tell all our listeners, guys, go out there and download You're the Best, because this is one of the best from Clark Ford. And I really do recommend you guys go check out this album and all the songs. We're going to be playing some of Clark's music now. Clark, thanks for being on the show.
Well, thank you. This has been wonderful.
And here is your song now. We're coming up with In Your Eyes.
I fell in love on our first day. I couldn't help myself, even if I tried. We stayed up talking till sunrise. Then you held both my hands and looked deep into my eyes. In your eyes, the universe opened up to me. In your eyes, I could see we were meant to. Took both my hands and looked deep into my eyes. Looking in your eyes, something melted in me. Looking in your eyes, I was swept out to sea. In your eyes, I saw beauty, unconditional. See you. of your soul. In your eyes, I realize I'm whole. In your eyes, I see beauty, unconditional love. In your eyes, I see heaven shining down from above. Your eyes see right through me, but you don't.
Somewhere in the long ago, when we were young and free, the flame of love burned brightly then, just for you and me. Somewhere in the long ago, two hearts would beat as one, but time rewrote the rules for us, and now the flame has gone.
No one to love, trapped in my own bubble. Looking to settle down when the music comes into town, for things to seem bright, I'm lost in a cold night, the night of a cold soul, to find my way back from hell. I was only searching to find myself. The calm of storm to stay warm inside, for the heart to breathe in the mist of the night. A road of glory, stories that left a trail of unspoken thoughts. For the mind of love to see things above, for the joy that love brought. Only the eyes can see a certain destiny. The quest for change only lies inside of me. The night of a cold soul, to find my way back from hell. Only life could tell me the way that I'm supposed to be. Lost in the wind for my shadow to come in this life of sin. I am only searching to find myself. The marching of sin comes to mind. The hopeless feeling is a story in time. The secrets of war inside my mind. The battles of emotion is hard to find. Only inside to live with pride. The bad decisions is nothing to hide. Only for redemption I live with this song. I will sing all night long as this road carries me along. I am a diamond in the rough. My heart is tough, long as God let me live. The night of a cold soul, to find my way back from hell. Only life could tell me the way that I'm supposed to be. Lost in the wind for my shadow to come in this life of sin. I am only searching to find myself. This road to hell is no story to tell. Only for things to fight for, a light to see a good life inside. Searching to find myself. Searching to find myself.